It's The Brush back on WSMIRadio.com with Jenkins and Kay Hirsch. I'm David Jenkins, joined by Kyle Herschelman. We are weeks away from the high school sporting season starting off. Thank you for joining us today here on WSMI Radio. As always, you can find our podcast online, WSMIRadio.com. Find us on Twitter at BrushbackWSMI and follow us on Facebook as well. And you can follow us individually on Twitter and Facebook. In addition to all that, I think I've covered my grounds here.
I believe you have everything covered, Dave.
Yeah. Like I said, weeks away from the high school sporting season starting out. The schedules for football are out. I don't know if the schedules for all the other sports are out yet.
I think for the most part they are. You know, at least the schools have them. Those who put them online pretty much have them done and set up. So,
yeah.
First golf starts August 10th.
How about that? I saw from Brian Hanslow, coach of Southwestern baseball team, that junior high baseball starts, I think, today. The practices start today, or at least within the next couple of days. So
first practices for the high school season, I believe, starts on August the 7th, so just a week away or so.
Yeah. So with that, we're going to be talking about a little bit of football today. It's an exciting time as the weather is still very hot right now, but we like to think of autumn as a cooler time, and hopefully it's cooled down for the start of the football season. We don't want any heat breaks.
Usually those first couple weeks are a little iffy. Yeah. A lot of timeouts for cramps.
I think we were lucky last year. I think it was cool enough during the start of the season last year.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. So, yeah. You know, it's part of the game, and most you know, a lot of the programs have you know, trainers on the sidelines nowadays. So. Hopefully that also can kind of lend itself to a little bit better player health. So,
right.
And keeping hydrated, but you are talking about, you know, 15, 16, 17 year old kids who,
this is true,
who sometimes think they're invincible, regardless.
Won't always be honest about what's ailing them either. Don't want to, well, like any athlete, I guess, don't want to come out of the game. So won't necessarily tell you all the details.
That'll come in really handy whenever you can't walk, whenever you're 45. So. Keep that in mind, kids.
Yeah, just have an old high school athlete who's, you know, played way back in the day come back and just give a demonstration. You know, do you want to be like this?
There you go.
Then, believe me, just take a break. With that, let's talk about some returning high school football players, and we have some great ones returning in this area. Obviously, some of the teams in the South Central. A lot of turnover from last year. You talk about a team like Carlinville, where they had a lot of their skill players from last year's state runner-up team graduate, but they're still going to be returning quite a few players. You know, you look at Hillsboro, that's going to be returning players in certain positions and losing at others. It's going to be an interesting year, both in the South Central and the Prairie State.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are kind of the two ones that I have more experience with due to three of the Litchfield and Hillsboro and Nokomis. You know, we cover those three at the Journal News. So, you know, I think if we, you know, you want to just start off with the South Central?
Let's do it.
Okay, awesome. You know, like I said, I was kind of looking over today over some of the returning players that return come back from all conference teams. You know, obviously, like you said, there's a lot of guys that are going to be missing that were huge last year. Jacob Dixon, you know, is one of the first ones on that list.
You look at a guy like Stetson Trotter for Hillsboro, who's going to be missed on the defensive line.
Yeah, Mitch Reynolds as a defensive back and a quarterback for them, and just an overall team leader. But you know, like as you said just before we started recording, not a whole lot on the first team defense from the all conference teams. But
no.
You know, I mean, there are some good players coming back on the second and third team defense, but only one first team defensive player, Ian Harbert from Pena, which Pena's been good year in and year out, and I know he's a really good athlete too. So.
And their head coach is only in his second year with the program, I believe, because I think last year was his first year.
That's correct.
So they, you know, they really didn't skip a beat with a change in coaches.
No, they're just a really good program, and you can tell that they've bought in. So
second team defense, as you mentioned, will have quite a few, well, not quite a few, but more returning players, I guess. At least you look at a guy like Ryan Harris from Roxana on the defensive line. Roxana, kind of, to me, kind of a bit of a deceiving team last year. They didn't have a great record. I thought they were better than their record showed. I know that's cliche, but I thought they were better than what their record ended up being.
They had some big, big time players. Yeah. They just weren't able to get it all to put together. It seemed like at times.
Yeah, this is true. That's all on the defensive line from the second team. I think Ryan Harris, the only returning guy from second team defense in the South Central. Linebackers, Christian Hernandez. Boy, he's only a junior, or he'll be a senior this year. He's been there forever this year.
Yeah, a kid that's had an impact from word go, has good motor. If he can stay healthy, that's the biggest thing. You want to keep him as healthy as possible. Because he's, an impact player on both the offensive and defensive ends. He can do some things in the running game for you. But definitely at linebacker, he kind of epitomizes that hard hitting style that Hillsborough has become known
right.
for.
Right. I'm trying to remember the go-to running back for Hillsborough last year.
Last year, that was Jonathan McCaslin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Or
was it?
No, I'm not sure.
I don't think so. Because they had about four guys who were getting consistent care outside of the quarterback.
Yeah, it wasn't McCaslin was one.
I don't
one.
Think so. Gunnar Lentz was one of them. I know
Gunnar
that.
Lentz was one.
There was one more.
Dylan Civitate saw some time in
running
back,
wasn't him,
too.
Though, either. We'll get to it when we get to offense. The reason I bring that up is because Christian Hernandez did well offensively last year, but I think he's probably primed for a bigger year offensively this year than last, maybe because of lack of return or returning guys not being there.
Sure.
As you mentioned, very good defender, second team, all defense in the South Central Conference. He'll be there again at linebacker. So
beast at linebacker. And like I said, I think that's really, his big contribution to the team on there.
And Coach Duff will love to have that leadership at that linebacker position.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, we should preface this as saying these are guys that came back or we assume will come back. Mm-hmm. There's always injuries. There's always people move, and things
lose
like
this. Lose the drive
this.
To play.
Yeah.
It's rare, but some guys decide they don't want to play anymore.
Whatever the reason is, like I said, this is just kind of – these are guys, underclassmen from last year's all-conference teams. So.
Yeah. Dakota Corby for Southwestern, returning for the second-team defensive back. So – as is Marcus Hartnett for Roxana and the aforementioned Gunnar Lentz. So some defensive backs, some pretty good defensive backs returning in the South Central Conference. We'll see if some of those stay at defensive back this year because they may have been back last year, but like a linebacker or defensive end this year.
Well, and Gunnar Lentz is, the one I'm more familiar with than the other two gentlemen, but, a kid that's improved every year as he's gone and should have a really nice senior year too. So
yeah, I could see a guy, I haven't seen him play a lot, but I could see a guy like him, good running back, maybe them try to move him to linebacker. I don't know. You would know better about his size.
Yeah.
Doesn't profile as a linebacker.
I'm not really sure. I don't really know. all I know, I'm
it's
not
up to Aaron Duff.
In all honesty, whenever I look at football teams, I'm not an X's and O's guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, if you told me it's like, yeah, they're running a 3-4 switchblade something or other, I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
I don't really
either. And those people, if those people mean that or do that, that's great. I'm in awe of you. All I can tell is I can see how many plays guys in on, how many, how much, what kind of work ethic he has, what
right.
kind of attitude he has, especially on the sidelines. That's one thing, I get a very good view of. And I think Gunner's a hard worker. Like mm-hmm. I said, I don't cover Hillsborough as much as I cover Litchfield just because we have people in place for that. But, I've seen Gunner several times on the field. He's a good player. And some of these, like I said, some of these other guys too. I mean, I know of their athletic ability through other things just from watching them, play, a few times a year for the last
right.
few years. So
maybe it was Gunner that was the running back I was thinking of. I knew he played running back, but I thought there was another one that I was missing.
It's like I said, I'm not really sure. John McCaslin ran a lot. Gunnar Lentz ran a lot.
Civitate was there,
Civitate.
And Hernandez ran some. So.
Yeah, so
I just feel like there was someone missing. But maybe
you may be
maybe
thinking
I'm
of
wrong.
Caleb Jackson, but he graduated.
That was
two
years
ago.
Yeah.
So
that's very possible.
Yeah.
Oh well. Also on defense, the third team defense returning, Vandalia Vandal, Riley Smock, at defensive line. as is Robbie Williams from Roxana, and Colton Robinson graduated from Greenville. So a couple on the defensive line. So really across the board, first, second, and third team defense on the defensive line, not a lot of returning all-conference players.
No, and, you know, that's the way it goes. You know, I think that's a big kid position, you know, so if you're a big kid, you know, you're going to play it. Well, so, and you're not going to have a lot of whole freshmen, sophomores. And actually, if you look at the whole first, you know, the whole all-conference defense, only one player was a junior. That's Trevor Smalls out of Vandalia, made a third-team defensive back. So,
Yeah, that's right. Sophomore, how about that?
Yeah.
Sophomore last year.
And only a handful of sophomores overall. You know, Smalls also made it as a second-team running back. Eric Roman, third-team offensive line from Vandalia.
As stacked as a senior class there was last year, you had to be some kind of sophomore to be in that that all-conference and for the South Central Conference.
Yeah,
I mean,
you had to be a pretty good player, you know, just overall. But like I said, you know, Trevor Small's a quick kid. I think he torched whenever I saw him there. You know, very quick kid, very elusive. That obviously came in handy in running back. But also
on the defensive side.
Yeah, also on the defensive side. You know, I want to say he's not the tallest kid, but that.
It doesn't always matter.
It's entirely possible that I think that because his name is Smalls.
Well, it could be. Yeah. You are looking at him from afar as well, oftentimes. So
yeah, I'm not that far.
Okay,
you know, I'm on the sidelines. So,
Are you shortchanging him then?
It's possible. Like I said, it just may be the name thing.
That's all right. Some of the other returning players on defense: Marcus Carl from Staunton. We mentioned Trevor Smalls, and that's really it. So,
and linebackers Chandler Boyd from Vandalia and Dalton Deming from Hillsboro. Dalton, another big hitting kid. You know, the fact that Hillsboro brings back two all-conference linebackers.
The Deming name has been running through Hillsboro for a while.
Yeah, Cole was here for a long time. You know, Dalton also plays tight end.
Yeah.
You know, was a second-team pick at tight end also. So
sure, absolutely.
You know, you know, good kid, and you know, should have a nice year for Hillsboro, I would think.
Right. Moving to the offense, for the first team offense, obviously the lot of big names are not returning this year. One of them that is the Painted quarterback Jacob Beeson for a team that went 8-1 last year, or did they end up 7-2? I think it was 8-1 because there was a three way tie.
Yeah.
For the South Central Conference, so ended up losing to Newton in the first round of the playoffs last year, I believe, or was it the second round? I don't remember. They lost to Newton, and they're returning their starting quarterback, and he had a pretty good year last year. So those defenses trying to game plan against Pena, that's one of the guys you have to game plan against is quarterback Jacob Beeson.
And can do some damage with his legs, you know. I mean, a good running.
Pena quarterbacks usually can.
yeah, just can do a lot of things on the football field.
Yeah, and he was a really efficient passer, too, because he had a – I don't remember at what point it was in the season last year, but it was late in the season. He had a great completion percentage, not a lot of interceptions thrown either. So he's pretty accurate for a high school quarterback. Obviously, others returning on the offensive side, we mentioned – Christian Moss for Greenville, at running back. Jacob Dixon, the big name that's gone. Everybody in the South Central breathes a sigh of relief. He's no longer there. Tate Wargo for Gillespie, also gone. And wide receiver, some pretty good weapons there returning. Marcus Zimmerman for Vandalia. It seems like we see a lot of Vandalia players returning.
Yeah, I'll say Vandalia is one of those teams that has brought back a lot of players. So, also, Marcus Zimmerman's kind of like you mentioned with Christian Hernandez. Seems like he's been there forever.
Yeah.
You know, I swear he's driving his kids to school now. No, he's just a very good wide receiver, one of the top wide receivers that I've gotten to see from the South Central Conference in the last few years, has been consistently a threat of breaking away a big pass or, you know, big pass play, you know, can outrun a lot of people, can do a lot of things once he gets the ball in his hands. So, you know, he'll be tough. You know, I think they lost their quarterback in Richie Well. So,
well, that'll be huge for him and the quarterback dynamic to have him coming back to work with, you know, you would assume an underclassman quarterback, although they could bring back someone who will be a senior. That remains to be seen.
Yeah, you know, but they got two guys on the offensive line coming back that were all conference, Ethan Bales, who will be a senior, and Eric Roman, who will be a junior. So that's got to help a young offensive line, or, you know, have a little bit more experience on the offensive line. I'm not sure who else they have.
Nobody talks about the offensive line enough. I mean, they don't get enough credit because they are the most important unit in football.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's hard to quantify their ability, but really, in all honesty, if you look at, you know, what kind of pass percentage your quarterback has, what kind of running game you have, that's almost entirely built up on your offensive line. I mean, sure, you can throw the most beautiful ball in the world, but if you only have a split second to do it, you're not going to be able to. It's not going to work.
Right. And a bad offensive line can make a great running back look mediocre. I mean, it's just how it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotta have holes in front of you. You mentioned Ethan Bales, the offensive lineman for Vandalia. He's the only first-team offensive lineman in the all-conference to be returning. So a lot of offensive linemen not returning in the South Central Conference. Second team, a lot of running backs returning, including, as you mentioned, Trevor Smalls for Vandalia, but you look at a guy like Ian Harbert for Pena, Joey Johnson for Roxana, Brandon Becoat for he graduated. Gunnar Lintz for Hillsboro. Just running backs for the second team. Only one guy not returning. Yeah,
and then those are guys that are going to put up some big numbers too. You know, especially Harbert at Pena. You got to think that Pena is going to be tough this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's entirely possible. You know that they can have they've been good year after year after year, you know, and then they're in the same boat as, you know, like a Greenville and like a Carlinville, you know, where those guys should be, you know, talked about year in and year out as one of the top teams.
Well, for years, obviously, Greenville was the team that was dominating the South Central Conference, but Pena would always give them the toughest fight.
Yeah.
And now that Greenville has kind of taken a little bit of a step back, Pena has risen to the top of the conference along with Carlinville and Vandalia. I mean, a three-way tie in the conference last year with Vandalia, Pena, and Carlinville. Based on some of the returning players, I don't know why that wouldn't happen again.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just these returning guys. It's how they fill in gaps.
Right.
You know, whenever you lose a kid to graduation, but in the past few years, you know, Payne has done a really good job at that, well, you know, and so is Carlinville, and so is Greenville too. And
two of those three schools have inexperienced coaches. Well, coaches who have only 1 year under their belt as head coach. I mean, sure. Vandalia and Payne both had new head coaches last year, so that speaks more to their program.
Yeah, isn't Jason Clay the coach at Vandalia?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. If it is, I may have to look it up. Yeah. I don't want to say anything wrong, but you know, Vandalia is. Like I said, they've
done well.
You know, they've had really good seasons and they've had really bad seasons.
Yeah.
Well,
last year was a great season for them. 8-1, making it to the playoffs, three-way tie in the South Central Conference. Didn't win by virtue of the tiebreaker. Carlinville won in the three-way tie. More returning players in the second team offense. You look at wide receiver, only one of them, and it's Litchfield's highest player, Trevor Geggy. Wide receiver last year may have been better off at running back if they would have used him there. He's quick, and he was really one of their best returning players on last year's team. I mean, he was a junior last year. He'll be a senior this year. As a sophomore, he was one of the only guys for the Purple Panthers to really have any significant varsity playing time, maybe outside of the offensive line.
Yeah, and you know, Trevor still had a good year. I mean,
he did.
Regardless of where
he absolutely,
you know,
did.
Where you line him up on the field, he's an impact player. You
I
know?
Think he was near 1,000 yards receiving somewhere.
Yeah,
he was
so.
Close.
You know, has a guy. You know, he's, you know, in that same vein that I was talking about with Marcus Zimmerman. you know, a guy that could turn a short gain into a breakout breakout run or pass play, you know, that's exactly what can happen on that. So
he may have been, again, I say he had a great year last year. He may have been the victim of a bad system, or not a bad system, but the wrong system, I could say, because I think Litchfield had three pretty good athletes in their backfield that weren't being utilized to their best potential. We'll leave it at that. I think they could have had, I don't know what the record would have ended up being, but they could have had a better year.
Well, if they would have won one game, they would have had a better year.
This is true.
I mean, you know, I'm not bashing on Litchfield. It's just so much went wrong last year.
I feel like I'm an alum and I can do it, but I still shouldn't.
I don't. Yeah.
I won't. I'm not criticizing him. I'm just saying they could have, the system could have been better.
I mean, if you're just looking, you know, strictly at individual performances, I think Trevor had an excellent year.
He did, absolutely.
You know, I mean, I think I'm not really sure.
Was he their MVP, team MVP?
I don't know.
They have those every year.
Probably.
Yeah, I would assume. He was great, play basically everywhere on the field, both sides of the ball, special teams as well. I know he had at least one kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah, Southwestern. Yeah. You know, he's an impact player. He's a guy, you know, and they're going to struggle this year, I think, just because they have another new head coach under Tom Priddle. You know, it's going to be it's a rebuilding process. But whenever you have a guy like that that can, you know, break away a couple times a game, that will help.
Provided he's going to play. Because I know I know there have been some at Litchfield that were not returning. I don't know if he's one of them.
I believe Trevor's going to play. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a possibility, but I guess. But, you know, the last I talked to him, which would have been late last year, okay, you know, I mean, in June at the state track meet, he was excited for football. So
yeah, good. Well, it was hard for Coach Priddle too, because he got started so late as the head coach. I mean, he got hired, I think, in June after school was well out. So he didn't have the chance to talk to his players before school got out. So
that's correct. Yeah. So, you know, but like I said, it'll be a process for them, but you know, I think that the fact that Trevor was a second team pick on an 0-9 team says a lot.
Yeah, speaks to the year he had.
For what a good player he is.
Absolutely.
And you know, I think he'll have a nice year again this year.
Most likely. Nobody returning from the second team offensive line in the South Central Conference. At tight end, Dalton Deming returning for Hillsboro. So that offense, some pretty good offensive players for the Toppers that just – they're going to be replacing their quarterback. And
we said big kid bruising, you know, will help in the running game from the tight end spot. Can catch a few passes, too, if that's needed also.
Right. Third team offensive returning players, nobody at quarterback. At running back, we mentioned Dylan Civitate, so they'll have three or four guys who had significant playing time at running back last year returning.
And there's a possibility that I don't know yet. I haven't talked to Aaron, but there's a possibility that Civitate may get some looks at quarterback. You know, from that system.
Their quarterback has never really thrown the ball all that much. So
yeah, well, and you don't know how well, since he hasn't played quarterback since Mitchell Reynolds was their QB last year, you don't really know what his arm's like, but you're right. They do rely a lot on the run game and short passes and stuff like that. But
and every year, every first time we talk to him on Sports Saturday, I talk to Coach Duff. He says, we're going to pass the ball more this year. I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers. Maybe he does pass more statistically every year, but it's not by much if he does.
It's possible, but ultimately he's going to do whatever it takes to win football games.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's worked. Two playoff appearances in the last 3 years.
Yeah, you know, got knocked off by Williamsville both times, I believe, which a lot of teams have. But Dylan, big kid, athletic, good. You know, played a big role on the basketball team too. Didn't play baseball last year, presumably to kind of focus on football.
Sure.
You know, he'll be, you know, he. It'll be interesting to see what he does for Hillsborough next year. He should be a pretty big impact player for them.
Absolutely. Offensive lineman returning from last year's team on the third team, all South Central Conference, Eric Roman, a sophomore out of Vandalia. As you mentioned, one of only two sophomores, and both of them play for Vandalia. Ryan Harris from Roxana, David DeWeese, a sophomore from Staunton, so I spoke wrong, and Connor Voudry, I hope I'm saying that rhyme right, from Pena. So a nice handful of offensive linemen from the third team returning.
They could come up and pop me in the face, I probably don't know. But, you know, I mean, they're no, like I said, I've heard of Voudry or however you pronounce it from, we're going to call him Connor.
Connor V.
Pena, but, you know, I mean, you know, quarterback coming back, running back coming back, so.
From 8-1 teams at that.
I just really think Pena is going to be a fun team
They're
to watch.
Be tough.
You know, I'm not into predictions and promises and stuff like that, but, you know, I think Pena and could be fun. Vandalia could be fun. You know, Carlinville, oddly enough, doesn't have very many returning players from the all-conference, but they're so good.
They reload.
Yeah. So, their
quarterback more than likely is going to be Job Easterday, who has had quite a bit of experience playing for varsity over the past couple of years.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll be fun. Or not Job, right?
Did I say Job?
Yeah, you said Job.
It's Jared, right? Easterday. Yeah. That's what I meant. Job can't come back and play.
I was pretty sure he couldn't.
No.
But
I think he played 7 years. Sure felt like it. And then for special teams, I don't know that there's a lot of players. You got Dakota Corby for Southwestern, Michael Cherry for Roxana, Tucker Hughes from Carlinville. So, you know, as we mentioned, not a lot of Carlinville players returning. But, again, you can't say that means anything because they reload every year.
Yeah, they've been good for so long, you know.
I wonder if we'll have another Dixon at running back and Kyle Dixon, who will be a pretty good player. I don't know if he's going to play running back. He's a very good defensive back, but
sure.
I don't know if they're going to try his hand at running back or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he plays. So, but, you know, also, you know, their team's got their second string got quite a bit of playing time, you know, because they beat up on a lot of people. So
there'll be another one. I'd be curious to see what their offensive line is like, too, because I think they're replacing some offensive linemen as well. So.
Yeah, and like I said, that's a key position. So
it is. Prairie State Conference, some all-conference players returning. I've got the list that of just the returning players. I didn't print off the full list. I figured
that's
it was unnecessary.
Yeah, so.
Ben Marley was a defensive player of the year in the for the first team defense for the Prairie State Conference.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, for Prairie State. He was, like I said, the – Prairie State does things a little different. They do a defensive player of the year and an offensive player of the year. Last year, Ben Marley, junior. This year will be a senior for Nokomis. 138 tackles, 13 tackles for a loss. You know, a kid, like you said, kind of about, you know, from Hillsborough, like Christian Hernandez. Ben's, you know, all over the field. Just got a high motor, you know, good athlete, likes, you know, not afraid to get in there and hit people. Also has a really dirty step back jump shot or fadeaway three. So
they're looking for a bounce back year after missing the playoffs last year.
Yeah, and the other, you know, like I said, he was also a third team pick at offensive lineman too. But, you know, really his impact on the defense, you know, to be the player, the conference player of the year as a junior is pretty impressive. So
sure. Secondary/defensive back, Connor Engelman returning for Nokomis as well.
And that one's a little bit more up in the air.
As far as returning? Or?
Yeah. Connor suffered a pretty serious arm injury.
Okay.
And, during baseball season and, I have not heard. I'm hoping that he is coming back. You know, that he'll be back for the football season, but to be honest with you, I'm not sure yet.
A lot of it may depend on where his passions lie as far as sports.
No, it depends on whether his arm is attached to his body.
So, well, I meant like I know
no like
people play football, but like baseball is their passion. So if that's where
no, it's like medically whether he's able to come back for.
So he's physically may not be ready.
Yeah,
then.
Well, he physically may not. I mean. And whenever I was talking to Coach Pisco, and like I said, I haven't talked to Connor. I haven't heard from Connor yet, but, you know, they were concerned that he wouldn't play baseball again.
Goodness.
You know, he had some pretty serious, you know, I think it was an elbow, but
boy,
or might have been a shoulder. So, yeah, so it's not a passion thing.
No.
It's a medical thing.
Okay.
So,
man.
Yeah.
Well,
but
I wasn't trying to knock his passion.
No, I understand what you're saying, but. But you know, like I said, you know, 47 tackles last year, a defensive back, 14 interceptions, was also a first-team wide receiver, 59 receptions, 622 yards, 6 touchdowns. That accounted for close to half of Nokomis' receiving yards last year. So, you know, if he can come back, that'll be nice for him. If he can't, you know, then you got to go to Plan B. So.
Boy, yeah, you wish him the best, and hopefully he has a nice recovery and can get back on the field
good
in
kid.
Whatever capacity.
Connor's a good kid, too. Yeah. You know, member of the Fire Explorers. Actually, a couple of kids on their football team, you know, Ben Marley also, like kind of their junior firefighters. So
you need those strong guys in the firefighters.
Drew Watson also. So, you know, a lot. If a fire breaks out on the football field, they'll
they're
be
covered.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Nokomis has got things covered that direction. So,
returning first-team defense for linebacker Will Hurst for Alton Marquette. I believe they were the conference champs last year. Alton Marquette ended
more
up being
more than likely.
And Zach Kincaid for East Alton Wood River, a playoff team last year for the first time in a while.
Yeah, 112 tackles for Kincaid, 82 for Hurst. Both were near the top of the heap, if you you know, statistically for them. So.
Yeah.
East Alton Wood River brings back quite a few guys off that first team, or, you know, a couple of guys off first team, a couple guys that were second team, and a couple guys that were honorable mention. So,
it's big
especially,
for them
especially on the defensive end. So,
big for them as a playoff team. So,
yeah.
Maybe looking for to take that a step further this year.
Especially in a conference that's not necessarily
strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, it's not.
It's not. You know, I mean, there's some wins out there. So, the thing is, though, you have to translate those wins in the regular season to success in the postseason.
This is true, and they ran into a tough Carlinville, tough Carlinville team in the first round last year. So
yeah, that never.
One of the bigger schools in the Prairie State Conference is East Alton Wood River.
Yep.
Rounding out the first team defense for returning players, Braden Sobel from Nokomis, a big kid.
Yep, big kid, unanimous first team pick. Mm-hmm. One of the few, you know, I think he was the only unanimous pick coming back.
That's what that
unanimous
UA means.
Yeah.
Not sponsored by Under Armour.
No. He might be, though.
Maybe.
You know, like you said, a big kid, athletic, 91 tackles, 16 tackles for a loss. So,
gosh. He's, 6'7", I think? Something
like
that.
Yeah, 6'6", or so. 6'7".
Big kid.
You know, big kid, but sturdy.
Yeah.
He'll do a lot of damage on the on the defensive end and on the offensive end.
I wouldn't
too,
be surprised to see him line up at tight end.
I have no idea where they're going to put him.
Uh-huh.
He'll just, yeah, he was first team all conference pick at offensive lineman too.
Yeah.
One of two with him and Bryce Barton.
Pretty
from
good
Southport,
for a 6'7" high school offensive lineman in class 1A. That's, you don't come across that very often.
Not a whole lot of them, but and like I said, I know he's done quite a few camps and. And Nokomis has been hit it hard in the off season too, in the weight room. So
for second team defense, returning Jace Magg from Alton Marquette. I think I'm pronouncing it right, but doesn't matter if I'm not because they're not really a school that we cover all that much. At linebacker, Dawson Williams from South Fork. South Fork had a pretty good year last year. I think they started 4-2 and then ran into a tough back end of the schedule.
Yeah,
didn't quite make the. They ended up 5-4, I think, and missed the playoffs based on points.
Yeah, I believe you're correct.
And then you mentioned Bryce Barton also for South Fork and Clayton David, each of those returning for the defensive line. Clayton David playing for Bunker Hill last year will be playing for the new South Mac Chargers this year. That's what they are.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Dawson Williams from South Fork, you know, you'll see his name a couple times on the all-conference list, 57 tackles from the linebacker position. Mm-hmm. You know, South Forks has, you know, they've had some success and some players contribute from other schools. Seth Foster was the offensive player of the year for the Prairie State.
He was good.
Yeah, going to play football at Monmouth. You know, went to Morrisonville High School. They also co-op with Edinburgh too. So, yeah. So drawing some talent from some other places.
Sure. You mentioned Drew Watson returning as an honorable mention for defensive back and secondary. Zade Wilson for East Alton Wood River. Linebackers Blake Delaney from South Fork. Brett Clardy from the new South Mac Chargers from Bunker Hill. Dominic Scroggins from East Alton Wood River, as was Lucas Westbrook at linebacker. For defensive line, James Malone from Alton Marquette, and Brandon, Booze. Okay.
I don't know. It might be Beese.
No, either. I don't think it is. I don't know. From Alton Marquette, I don't feel so bad being from Alton Marquette. And then Hunter Morales from East Alton Wood River. So, yeah, quite a few East Alton Wood River returning players, some Alton Marquette players returning. So.
Yeah, and Scroggins and Morales are both sophomores, too, from the honorable mention. So. Like I said, whenever you get some underclassmen in there, that's pretty big.
You know who we haven't mentioned for defense yet is Pawnee. Anybody from Pawnee?
Not coming back from all conference.
No.
If you looked at Pawnee's roster, they had a ton of seniors.
Yeah.
Trenton Eckert, Austin Galloway, a lot of those guys were seniors.
Austin Galloway was a senior last year?
I believe so. So
seems like he's been there forever.
Well, there you go. he was there 4 years. Yeah. So, but they a lot of the guys that they had that were all conference picks, and they may have some other guys that are good players too.
Of course, that's where the Panhandle Lincolnwood players will be co-oping with this year is Pawnee.
Yeah, Lincolnwood will have. I think they had three or four go out.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's never really worked out. I mean, I wish nothing but the best for the kids that want to play football.
Sure.
I'm glad they have the opportunity to do so. And there's been some really good football players from Lincolnwood. Colby Jordan was all conference, if not all state, for Girard several years ago.
Sure.
But I don't see it really going anywhere.
It's not a football town. It's okay. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
Spurts. Every once in a while you have a handful of really good players and you'll have players.
Like I said, I appreciate the fact that they have the opportunity to play football.
Absolutely.
And same with, you know, girls basketball and some of the other sports, which they'll be co-oping with Pawnee. So.
Right.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. We are running a little bit low on time. We'll kind of speed through the offense and special teams for punter Drew Watson.
You do know
again.
That we don't have to have a time limit, right?
Well, I know, but
yeah, no, we're not like on the radio.
No, I know, but
no,
I
so
mean,
like we don't have to do commercials or stuff.
No, but I have things I have to get done.
Yeah.
Today specifically.
Well, I'm just saying, but yeah, you know, I'm just saying,
I know.
There's no time limit on there.
I know. I'm running out of time.
Sure.
Just for today, though.
Oh, gotcha.
We can talk all night.
I'm good.
You have a life. You have a life you want to get to. This isn't your life.
Not so much. Okay. But it's Old Settlers Week. So.
It is Old Settlers Week. Well, we can talk until Wednesday when Old Settlers resumes.
Old and settled.
Are you old and settled?
Like you said, first team offense. Connor Engelman. You know, I already mentioned him. Hopefully, he's back. Braden Sobel and Bryce Barton. You know, guys that made all conference in other positions as well. Zach Womack should be one of the top running backs back from East. Again, another player from East Alton Wood River. 19 touchdowns, 1,400 yards rushing. And Ethan Clark from Pawnee. So
hey.
There's your Pawnee guy.
There
so
represented.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, you know, I know Womack, just numbers wise, put up some really big numbers for them. So.
Second team offense, Zach Kincaid. Gosh, his name is on here quite a bit, it seems like.
Yeah.
running back. There's a kid from Alton Marquette who I can't even pronounce that name.
I'm going to go with De'Avion Peebles.
That's a great name.
Yeah. 969. They got some talent coming and running backs this year. You know, if you look at the second team running backs, Peebles and Dawson Williams, again, from South Fork, 911 yards for Williams, 969, 15 touchdowns for Peebles. Mm. You know, you go to honorable mention, another kid from East Alton Wood River, Gabe Grimes, 986 yards rushing, 10 touchdowns, and Trevin Swingler from Alton Marquette, 838 yards, 11 touchdowns. So you have, you know, of guys coming back. I didn't get a chance to look up Clark's numbers. They don't have them on Max Preps. So, but, you know, you got to assume if he's first team, he's put up some numbers too. So you have six guys coming back with over 800 yards of rushing and multiple touchdowns. So
Gabe Grimes is just a great football name.
Gabe Grimes is a football name. It almost sounds like it should be an offensive lineman.
It does, yeah.
So.
Well, he's a running back, maybe. Yeah, running maybe he back. Was a fullback and he can bulk up and move over.
986 yards and 10 touchdowns. Yeah, it could be.
Maybe you don't want to move him over then.
Probably
986
not.
986 yards. Good grief.
You know, at the quarterback position, nobody on the second team. Drew Watson from Nokomis on the offensive, honorable mention. 1,280 yards passing, 10 touchdowns, 251 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. So.
Drew's the only special teamer to return, too.
Yeah.
As the punter.
So, yeah, Drew.
Can do it all.
Good player. Coach's son.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah. So I like to call him the Swiss Army Knives.
The Swiss Army Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Yep. So, you know, quite a few offensive line guys. Like I said, Ben Marley, honorable mention.
Yeah.
Some guys from South Fork and East Alton Wood River as well. Like you said, you see that Zach Kincaid on there a couple times. East Alton Wood River also has two guys back, Lucas Westbrook and Zach Wells at wide receiver coming back from that were honorable mentions. So
Dupo is in the conference this year. Remember that?
That they are. I have no idea what they did last year.
Neither.
So
I remember seeing them years ago when Litchfield played them because they had a couple South Central teams play them.
Yeah.
But
so
a while ago.
Yeah, and we'll see how they. I mean, I would expect them to do pretty well in the conference. But like I said, I think East Alton Wood River. Could be tough in the conference. I would expect them to go back to the playoffs. Just seeing from what they bring back. I mean, it seems like they had quite a few seniors too. But
Alton Marquette the same way. They should be dangerous again too.
Yeah, and like you said, the Prairie State has some gaps in its and its schedule. So
they're harder to gauge because you don't know who they're recruiting. Alton Marquette. We'll just say it flat out. I mean, it's
sure.
true. Oh, you never know.
I don't. You know, I mean, if they do, they do. What are you going to, I mean, who cares? I know who cares. A lot of people do. But, you know, all you can do is play the people that are in front of you. So
that's right.
It doesn't do any good. It's like, well, we would have beat them if they wouldn't have had so-and-so. It's like, yeah, it's entirely possible. But you didn't. So suck it up.
This is true.
Say your Hail Marys and go out and play the Catholics again.
Are you saying I shouldn't have said that?
No, you can say whatever you want. It's just
right to an opinion.
You know, everybody, you know, complains about the Catholic schools, you know.
I wasn't complaining. I was simply saying it's hard to say who is significant that's coming back because they recruit.
Yeah, but they also lose kids, too, to Alton Public School.
They do.
You know, I mean, I've seen kids leave and go, especially in basketball. I mean, they had several kids leave. They had a team that was supposed to be really good, and they ended up losing, like, five guys, you know, that went to play for the Alton Public School.
Maybe
so.
Someone goes to play for Edwardsville, too.
Yeah, it's
in
entirely
the area.
Possible, you know. And like I said, if they recruit, that's fine.
I don't know
if
there's an if, but...
Whatever. You know, it's
we'll get off this topic.
No, it just...
I'm sorry.
No, the thing is, what good does it do to complain about the Catholics? Or, you know, I'm using Catholics. I mean, there. I know there are also...
The parochial Lutheran. Schools.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, unless you're going to start a tremendous 1,000-letter campaign to the IHSA, you know, and then how do you put... Father McGivney, who is just starting, you know, in the same bucket as, you know, Quincy Notre Dame or Sacred Heart Griffin, you know, and there's even differences between Marquette and those schools, you know. I mean, my wife has family that goes to Marquette, and they don't go because they're good at sports.
Yeah.
They're not.
It's education.
Yeah, they go for other reasons, and I'm sure there's athletes there that go for other reasons.
I tell you something about Father McGivney real quick. They got really good at soccer real quick. No. I'm saying, because what, they're a pretty new school, aren't they? So it.
Yeah, and
they got good fast. That's all I'm saying.
Part of it, you know, I have no doubt you're right that there's probably people that say, hey, your kid should come to this private school.
I don't care if they recruited. That's for them. Like, 1 year they were like not great, and then the next year they're fantastic. That's, even if you're recruiting everybody, that's pretty good.
But, you know, the part of it is too, you know, I mean, you don't have to recruit these kids.
This is true.
If there's really good kids, you know, if there's a really good player that's in the Springfield area, I mean, a really good football player and plays in the Springfield area, and he can shoot, and he has the ability and the means to do so, why would you not go play for Sacred Heart? You will be seen by more people, you know. You'll be, you know, coaches are familiar with Sacred Heart, you know, and some of these big schools. So you don't need to be recruited by them.
Right.
Some of the better athletes, you know. And if you get a good education there too, that's awesome.
There's
so.
Like three or four schools to go to in Springfield. Where's Father McGivney at?
It's in Glen Carbon.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's along the interstate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're playing in the Grace volleyball tournament this year. So I'm very excited about that.
As you should be. I think that's about all for today's program.
Sounds good.
That's Kyle Hirschelman. I'm David Jenkins. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at BrushbackWSMI. Follow Kyle on Twitter at JN Sports. And read his stuff on the Journal News. It's great.
Thank you, David.
No problem. Shameless plug.
I appreciate that, always.
You can follow me on Twitter at DJenkinsWSMI. Follow us on Facebook as well. Again, thank you for listening to The Brushback on WSMIRadio.com. Tune in next Monday afternoon, where more fun will be had by all.